Hello, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church, and we're very thankful that you're able to join us for the message this morning. As many of you know, we've been talking about justification for the last few months. Last week, Pastor Reynolds started in John 3:16, a pretty common verse for everyone, and this week we'll be moving to the book of Romans. So if you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 23, as we turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds.
In the book of Romans, chapter 6 and verse 23, the Bible states, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Notice that the wages, that is, what you receive because you worked for it, the wages of sin is death. There is eternal damnation awaiting all of those that trust in what they consider good works. But there is eternal life awaiting all those that are trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for them on the cross. The Bible states that the wages of sin is, that is, equals to death. But the gift of God is, it's equal to, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You either accept the free gift that Jesus Christ gives, or you face the penalty of your own sins in hell. Notice that the word grace means unmerited favor. It is a kindness or a service that we do not deserve, but rather God simply gives us eternal salvation. This is what grace really means. It is all of God that does it. This unmerited favor of God toward man comes to fallen man only through His Son, Jesus Christ. The only way that a person can ever be saved is that they come to the place of acknowledging before God that they have no good whatsoever, and they rely only upon Jesus Christ and what He has done for them on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ never did justify a sinner because of what they do. Jesus Christ has never done that, and He never will. For all have sinned. The Bible states very clearly in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." No human can declare us guiltless of God's law. This is what God Himself does. It is not because of me being baptized. It is not because of me joining the church. It is not because of me preaching the word. It is not because of anything that I have ever done that I am saved. But I am saved as a gift of God. It is something that God has given to me that I did not work for, that I did not earn, that I did not even deserve. But I am thankful that God has looked upon me, who am nothing but a sinner, and God's grace has been very sufficient for me that I am saved. Only God can really save anybody. Only God can do this. Only God. But I'm thankful that God, in all of His mercy and all of His grace, that He has given to me free salvation. Romans 8 verse 33 states, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" And then the Bible says, "It is God that justifieth." That's the truth. It is God's grace that causes a person to be right. It is not anything that they ever do, but it is rather God's own grace. It is only when God imputes our sin to Christ and Christ's righteousness to us that we can be justified or receive the full pardon for our sins. Think of that. It is only when God imputes, when God really charges our sins to Jesus Christ, and then God gives us the righteousness that Christ has earned for us. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." I'm thankful that God is the one that has saved me, because if it's left up to me, I could never save myself. I could never do it. You could do all the good things that you could possibly think of to do, but all of those good things would not be good at all. Why? It's because they all have the stain of sin upon them. Because I'm not right with God. I'm thankful that God has made me right, and then I can work for Him. But I do not work in order to be saved, but I work because I already am saved. Notice that God charges the sinner's sins to Jesus, and then He charges the righteousness of Christ to the sinner. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 states, "For He hath made Him, that is Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." Notice how clear that is, that Christ has been made sin for us. And we were totally sinners. We were unfit. We were undeserving. But God, in His grace, in His mercy, has made us to be the righteousness of God in Christ. That is a great and a wonderful thing. Christ declares sinners just on the grounds of the works and blood of Jesus Christ. Christ assumed the responsibility of our sin debt and paid it in full with His very own life. Romans chapter 5 and verse 19 states, "As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." We were disobedient because of Adam's sin. Adam's sin was passed from generation to generation until finally it came down to us. And we find that we are unrighteous in the sight of Almighty God. I know some people will look at that and say, "Well, that's not right, because I didn't sin like Adam did." And that is true. But you have the seed of sin because it's passed down to you from your mother and your dad. That's the way it is. That is the absolute truth. And because that is true, Jesus Christ came. He was perfect. He had no sin. But Jesus Christ took upon Himself the sin of Adam, and He died on the cross of Calvary, that all people that look back unto Christ and what He done for us on the cross of Calvary, and they're trusting in Jesus Christ, they have that seed of sin removed from their being. That is the way it is. It's trusting in Christ. That's salvation, not anything other than that. You know, the Bible teaches this in many, many other places. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 21, "That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, I'm saved today, not because of what I've done, but rather I'm saved because of what Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary. Think of this. I'm saved because of what somebody else has done. But before that, I was lost because of what somebody else had done. Listen, Jesus Christ has paid the price. All are lost without Jesus Christ and His own precious blood that He shed for us on the cross of Calvary. Today, if you're lost, then I pray that you might just trust Christ, because He is the one, He is the only one that can wash away your sins. You know why? It's because Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is the perfect one. He is the one that had no sin at all. He's the one that came and died that sinners like you and like me could be redeemed by the blood that He shed for us on the cross of Calvary. I'm thankful for that. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 through 26, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Salvation is of the Lord. That's what the Bible is saying. We're justified freely by God's own grace, by God's own mercy. I'm forgiven, not because of anything that I've ever done, but rather I'm forgiven because of what Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary. The Bible also states in the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 23 through 25, now it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Notice what the Bible says here in verse 24, that Jesus Christ died for us. Why? If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Today, you need to believe in God who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, and salvation is yours.
Now, early on in this message, Pastor Reynolds made the following statement that just absolutely jumped out at me. He said, no human can declare me guiltless before God. Only God can do that. You know, it's nothing I have done, but it's a gift from a merciful God. You know, and at the end of today's message, he ended with the statement, Jesus Christ died for us. You know, I never get tired of hearing about God's mercy. It is absolutely a wonderful story to tell. And if you'd like to hear more about salvation, I'd encourage you to look at the audio section of our website. Now, in the special services section, you'll see a 2011 message by Brother Dennis Riddick called God's Great Salvation. And right below that is a message called Assurance of Salvation. Or you may even want to check out the one called It Is Well With My Soul. Now, that website address is independencebaptist.org. Again, that's www.independencebaptist.org. And all of those messages are located in the audio section under special services at IBC. And they are free of charge and can be listened to directly on your computer, or if you've got a tablet or some other handheld device, log into that website. You'll be able to listen to those messages. Now, before we end this morning, we want to invite you personally to come to our services. We will be meeting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. Then we'll have a 3:45 prayer meeting this afternoon and 4:30 worship services. You'll find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And of course, don't forget, we also have a midweek Bible study Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And again, the best place to learn more about us is on our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Well, we do want to thank you for listening this morning and ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.